This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than a dozen people have been killed and many injured in election-related violence in Bangladesh. Reuters' Emily Wither tells us that as polls closed Sunday and the county began, the country's election commission said it was investigating allegations of vote rigging across the country.
Deadly clashes in the Muslim-majority country broke out between supporters of the ruling Awami League and its opponents. Alleging vote manipulation, at least six candidates fighting against the ruling party withdrew from the contest, while the main opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party said one of its candidates was stabbed while moving around in his constituency. The BNP boycotted the last election in 2014, claiming it wouldn't be free and fair.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. The partial U.S. government shutdown is in its ninth day with no end in sight. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to stress the need for his supposed U.S.-Mexico border wall. The budget standoff remains between the president, who wants $5 billion in wall funding, and Democratic lawmakers who back a modest increase in overall border security funding, but no wall. On CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic Senator Tester said that President Trump has been unpredictable on border security.
And if the president wants to continue to take a campaign promise that he made, which was to have Mexico pay for a wall and say, no, the rules have changed. Now we're still going to build a wall, but we're going to have the American taxpayer pay for it. We're going to use the American taxpayer like an ATM machine. That's not the right direction to go.
Democratic Senator John Tester. But on the same program, Republican Senator Richard Shelby said it's time to end the partial shutdown.
It's not a question of who wins or loses. Nobody's going to win this kind of game. Nobody wins in a shutdown. We all lose, and we kind of look silly.
Mr. Trump has declined to comment on whether he might accept less than $5 billion for wall funding. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo voted Sunday in a contentious, chaotic national election that has repeatedly been delayed and marred with glitches and allegations of rigging. While voting day two was marked by chaos, confusion, and anger, millions of Congolese citizens voted in what may be the most important poll in the nation's independent history. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The two top presidential contenders, ruling party candidate Emmanuel Ramazani Shadary and opposition favorite Martin Fayulu, voted in Kinshasa in the morning. Fayulu, a former oil executive and political newcomer, is predicted to win, according to a recent political opinion poll conducted by several respected Congolese and international think tanks. However, the groups noted in their report that this result is only expected if the poll is free and fair, which many observers and critics of the regime expect it not to be. Worryingly, the report also noted that the majority of voters say they will not accept the results if the ruling coalition candidate, Shadary, wins. Also making an appearance at the polls was longtime President Joseph Kabila, whose reluctance to organize polls when his mandate ended in 2016 led to him staying in power 2 years beyond his term.
That's VOA's Anita Powell reporting. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes against Islamic State have killed over 1,000 civilians in Iraq and Syria since 2014. In a monthly civilian casualty report, the coalition detailed confirmation deaths of more than 1,100 civilians in airstrikes conducted since the beginning of Operation Inherent Resolve between August 2014 and November 2018. 184 reports of other unintended civilian casualties are still being evaluated. Afghanistan's Electoral Commission and authorities say next year's presidential elections will now be held on July 20th, a three-month delay. The head of the Independent Election Commission said Sunday the delay would give his institution more time to fix technical issues and overcome related challenges to better prepare for the election. The unity government of incumbent President Ashraf Ghani, who intends to seek a second five-year term, has welcomed the delay, though it had been previously insisted that the polls would be held on time. Sunday's announcement comes as the IEC officials are still struggling to tally votes cast in October's parliamentary elections, mired in controversy. And Venezuela's government is willing to help investigate a plot to assassinate Colombian President Ivan Duque, in which three Venezuelan nationals arrested in Colombia may be suspects. The alleged assassination attempt comes amid tense relations between the two neighboring South American countries. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.